coming up on episode number 505. It's a celebration of the birthday of Otis Redding with an Otis Redding cover story, a cover by the man, as well as covers of some of his well-known and less than well-known hits. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's September 11th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, celebrating the music, the work of Mr. Otis Redding, who I believe was born in 1941 on September 9th. So a couple days ago was the anniversary. So tonight, in honor of his birthday, we're going to celebrate with some music by Otis Redding and songs that maybe you don't necessarily associate with Otis Redding. And I'm talking about this very first song right here. Now, one of Otis Redding's most popular songs, you usually don't associate with him at all. You associate it with Aretha Franklin. And of course, I'm talking about Respect, a song that she covered and took to number one. And it's just been associated with Aretha Franklin ever since. I'm going to play a cover that is closer to the Otis Redding version than the Aretha Franklin version. And the primary reason for this is because it came out between the two. Came out after Otis Redding's version, and then Aretha followed it up about a year later with her version. It's Respect. It's performed by The Rationals from their self-titled debut album. Here's The Rationals.
Respect when I come home. Hey, 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 hey. All right, baby.
Day Tripper, originally performed by the Beatles, performed there live by Otis Redding, and that would have been, late 60s. Now, Otis Redding died in 1967, so that would have been very close to within like the last couple of years before he died in a plane crash in Madison, Wisconsin, 1967. Day Tripper, you'll find that on a collection from Q Magazine called Why Don't We Do It in the Road, a collection of Beatles hits covered by other people. And then before that, you heard Respect by The Rationals, a song that was originally written and performed by Otis Redding and, of course, made popular a couple years later by Aretha Franklin. And that version comes right in between the two. It is about halfway, a year after Otis Redding's and a year before Aretha Franklin's version. Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Bluehost.com. Not only help supporting the show with their affiliate payments, but they are also the host of the site, the Coverville site. When you go to the website, Coverville.com, hey, you're clicking on a Bluehost.com hosted site. Now, why do I go with them? Well, because their customer service, primarily, the big number one reason, forget all the features, their number one reason is their customer service, their support, their uptime, the fact that when you place an order, they call you just to make sure, hey, this is what you want, great, we're sending it up for you right now. It's these little touches that they do that make them such a great web host. Now, let's talk about the features because those are important as well. You get unlimited hosting space, an unlimited file transfer, which is impossible to find anywhere else. You can host unlimited domains within that hosting space and within that bandwidth. And you get 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts all as part of that as well. The whole shebang you get for $6.95 a month. And that includes setup and your domain. So if you haven't registered your domain yet, then do it at the same time, and they'll include that in the $6.95 that you pay for their service. Bluehost.com. Click the link on Coverville.com to take you over there when you're ready to sign up, and that gets me a little bit of an affiliate payment through them. So check them out, Bluehost.com. Well, like Respect. There's another song by Otis Redding that seemed to be a lot bigger for a later performer for a cover than it was for the original. And I'm talking about Hard to Handle, which was a big hit in the 90s for the Black Crowes, was their breakthrough single. Well, before that, it was a hit for Otis Redding, which actually went to number 38 on the R&B charts and number 51 on the pop charts in 1968. It's a great, funky rock song when Otis Redding performs it, and you find that the Black Crowes didn't have to add too much to make it that single because it was already so good. Let's play a version for you by Toots Hibbert, of course, Toots of Toots and the Maytals. This comes from a 1996 collection called Time Tough, the Anthology. Here's Toots Hibbert with Hard to Handle.
You kind of cause mama, I'm so hard to hang on, you sir. Action speak louder than words, I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I want to prove every word I say. I'm a proud my love for Greece, I want to place your hands with me. But I didn't love it, but you don't love it. A little thing, let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm so hard to hang on, yes, sir. Cause mama, I'm so hard to hang on, yes, sir. Give it to me. I got to rob it, give it to me. You don't love it. I got to rob it, give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. I got to rob it, give it to me. You don't love it. I want to give it to me, give it to me.
Arms of mine, they are yearning, they are yearning, yearning to hold you. These arms of mine, they are wanting, they are wanting. Someone like you. These arms of mine.
Sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I have nothing to live for. It looks like nothing's gonna come my way. I'll be sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Oh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Oh, seems like nothing's gonna change. Nah, everything still remains the same. I can do what 10 people tell me to do. So I guess I'll remain the same. Yeah. Rest in my bones. This loneliness won't leave me alone. 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. So I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Oh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
That was Otis Redding's only number one hit, both on the R&B charts and the pop charts, Sittin' on the Dock of the Bay, a song that he wrote just after his breakthrough performance at the Monterey Pop Festival. He went out to Monterey Bay and wrote that song. It was released as a single after he had died and became number one on both the R&B and the pop charts. That version right there, gorgeous version, performed by Justin Nozuka. Now, he's a New York performer, a very young New York performer. He's only about 20 years old, and he's the son of a Japanese father and American mother. His mother happens to be Holly Sedgwick, who is the sister of Kira Sedgwick, wife of Kevin Bacon. So there's your 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon right there with Justin Nozuka. That comes from a collection called the Coalition Entertainment Mixtape, which came out last year. A great collection of independent artists for the Coalition label. Great song there, and a great mixtape, or a great CD to buy if you're looking for something like that. It's excellent. Before that, you heard These Arms of Mine, which was Otis Redding's first hit single, reached number 20 in 1964. And the version there you heard was performed by Willie and the Poor Boys. Now, you've heard of Willie and the Poor Boys before, especially if you've heard the Doobie Brothers song Down on the Corner. They mention Willie and the Poor Boys playing. Bring your guitar, snap your, tap your feet. That version right there, that song, basically there was a lot of vocalists and guitarists who went through the lineup of Willie and the Poor Boys, and you'd find drummers like Charlie Watts and Kenny Jones and guitarists, you know, too many to mention. That song, you probably recognize the vocals, featured Paul Rogers from Bad Company and Free, and might have even featured Jimmy Page on guitar. He was on that album, and he might have contributed to that song, but I don't know for sure. These Arms of Mine, performed there by Willie and the Poor Boys from their album Poor Boy Boogie. And then that set started off with Hard to Handle by Toots Hibbert from his 1996 collection Time Tough, the anthology. All right, for our last set of music, I'm going to do something a little bit different here. I'm going to do three versions of the same song, and it's a song that is easily my favorite Otis Redding song. And of course, if you've seen The Commitments, you know that they do a great rendition of this song. It's Try a Little Tenderness. And I'm going to play two versions where I think they totally missed the mark, and one version where I think they do a great job. And I'm going to leave it to you to decide which is which. The first one we're going to hear, speaking of celebrities, is Jack Webb, who played Detective Friday on the original Dragnet, the original TV show Dragnet, not the Dan Aykroyd movie, Tom Hanks movie, although it is the character that Dan Aykroyd played in the film. And when you listen to this, you can almost hear Dan Aykroyd performing it. It is that much of the cheesy Jack Webb style. Of course, this comes from the 1988 compilation Golden Throats, a classic cover collection of celebrities doing covers that they really have no right to be doing. Here's Try a Little Tenderness by Jack Webb.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes. And a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting. Just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care. And a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Yeah. Just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care. The voice that is soft and gentle makes it so easy to bear. You won't regret it, woman, don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And it's all so easy, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care. The voice that is soft and gentle makes it so easy to bear. You won't regret it, woman, don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And it's all so easy, try a little tenderness. Try a little tenderness. Try a little tenderness.
Now I think that's a lot of fun. That is Try a Little Tenderness, a three-pack there of Try a Little Tenderness. That last version there was by Mighty Sparrow and Byron Lee. Now, Mighty Sparrow was a singer from Trinidad named Slinger Francisco, who brought that kind of Trinidad sound to, where was this, San Francisco? Can't remember where they met, but basically they met in Jamaica, where Byron Lee was performing. They became instant friends and decided to put together one album called Only a Fool, back in 1969, that merged their two sounds. And unfortunately, the album didn't do very well. It sounded a little bit more like Byron Lee than the Mighty Sparrows' Trinidad sound. But it did turn out that great version there of Try a Little Tenderness. A terrific cover right there. Before that, Tom Jones. Whew, now you can almost taste... you can almost feel the chest hair on that track. It's just so, so cheesy 70s. That's a live version that comes from his 2006 compilation, Greatest Hits Live. And then before that, Jack Webb, Detective Friday from, or was it Lieutenant? I don't know. Friday from Dragnet, from the 1988 compilation, Golden Throats, The Great Celebrity Sing-Off, with his version of Try a Little Tenderness. And of course, I think you'll agree that the Otis Redding version still is the number one version out of all those right there. And with that, we are going to close this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday with the All Request Show. Get your requests in for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.